The South Central Calhoun Titans were outstanding last year, going 8-2 overall and winning the district. And right now we're going to talk with head coach Brian Case, who is entering his 22nd year as the head coach, coach number 14, I think, coming up for you here at South Central Calhoun.
Looking forward to it as well. You know, it's good to be back here. It's good to kind of get the pads popping again, and we're really looking forward to another season of Titan football underneath the Friday Night Lights.
Brian, you guys have such a great reputation up there of putting together successful teams, averaging 8 to 9 wins per season. What was the offseason like for you guys? What's the numbers been like for you coming into this year for kids, you know, attending practice?
Well, Jeff, I'll be honest with you. I think our offseason was really, really good. I mean, we had about 35 kids coming in here on the average on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They were coming in and getting their weightlifting program done, working on their speed and agility, and also doing some 7-on-7 for us. At the same time, we had linemen that were going out during the 7-on-7 time, and they were working some different skills together. So we've had a pretty good offseason, and the expectations over here or just like they always have been. You mentioned that we win, you know, 8-9 games a year. Those are our expectations every single year. So we feel like we have the pieces over here in order to get that done again, but only time will tell.
You got some good skill guys coming back this year, close to 20 letter winners from last year, so some experience. Where do you feel comfortable about this team coming into the season?
Every year is just a new experience for us, and you never know what you're going to have out there until you get everybody underneath the Friday Night Lights again, you know, those first couple of weeks, and just kind of really see what you have. But, you know, you mentioned that we had almost close to 20 letter winners coming back. Actually, we had 17 letter winners coming back here, so we've got a great nucleus to build around. Some of those players that are coming back, I mean, Gavin Batta, you know, he's only a sophomore for us, and then by week three, he was our starting quarterback last year, so he's got that experience underneath his belt, which is going to be tremendous for him. We've got Waylon Gimmerling that played offensive tackle. You know, Dom Kistler played a little bit of defensive line for us and also played some fullback for us, especially late in the season. He's back. Brian Stye was another anchor up front for us playing offensive guard. He's back. He's one of our captains. Chance Reeder really was never healthy per se last year, kind of played an inside linebacker, but he looks so good right now. He's playing tight end for us. He's playing outside backer again this year. Brock Natchez played corner for us, played a little running back. Zach Trout was another running back for us. So we've got some pieces that were here last year, so they have that varsity experience. It's just a matter of filling in everybody else, and with those other pieces added to the puzzle, I really think that we could have another special year. And just like I said, it remains to be seen how we're all going to come together, but we have a great nucleus to build around, and I'm excited for what we have.
Coach, sounds like the one thing maybe you guys are needing to do is build depth, and that's something you do every year. How do you guys go about doing that?
Yeah, we try, Jeff, and that's early season stuff. I mean, we've got those three non-district games, and we really try and get a lot of kids on the field. We try and get some experience that way. And we know that the games are a little bit different than the practices are, right? And there's times that we have kids that are gamers. They really just don't show it in practice so much, but they might have the tools. But you put them on a field underneath the Friday Night Lights out in front of people, and things just click, and they just kind of take off. So those three games are really necessary for us to just kind of build that depth and see what we actually have and the pieces that we can kind of put together to make our team as strong as we possibly can heading into district play. Right now, I have a concern as far as our line is concerned. We only have 14 linemen, and that's when everybody's here. You know, we had a practice today, and I think that we only had 10 linemen here, so it makes it really tough in order to work all three levels that way. That's just one of those things that we're going to have to work around. We're going to have to make sure that we're just getting kids in tune to what's going on, kind of next guy in mentality, and just keep on working with the pieces that we have. There's times that we're going to have to go half line to try to keep people healthy that way, but that's really the kind of the way that we work on building depth. Same thing with our skill positions. We try and go too deep with some different subs in there at times. We try and get a lot of kids on the field as much as we possibly can, like I said, in those first three games.
Brian, where do you feel the strength of the defense will be this year? I know you mentioned only 14 guys up front. You play a 3-4, so you don't need a ton there. You're always strong linebacker-wise and in the secondary. Is there an area that jumps out to you on that defense where you think that could be what leads us early on?
Well, I think our defense just could be pretty solid, to be honest with you, through and through. I think that we're going to have some kids up front. I mean, we could have a kid by the name of Connor Sharn, who played for us at tackle last year. He could be our nose guard. I mean, he's 280 pounds. We bring in another kid that is 330 pounds that could be there. If people get sick and tired of pushing on those guys, then we can always bring in somebody like a Dominic Kistler at that nose guard. It's 190 pounds and lightning quick. So We have some pieces that we can kind of mix and match in there in that nose. You got Waylon Gemmerlin that's sitting at about 260 pounds at the other defensive tackle slash defensive end in our 3-4 scheme. So, I mean, those kids could be pretty solid up there, and I think we can have a rotation. We got a kid by the name of Kean Hawkins, 230 pounds. This is his first year playing football. He's a senior. But just watching him run around, watching his tools, he's got great feet. He has great leverage. He's a kid that's picking up on the game of football really well. So he's going to be another piece of the puzzle there. Got another kid by the name of Dawson Biedler that, you know, he's 6'4", he's 330 pounds. He can come in and spell as well. So I think up front we've got a nice rotation of people that we can use up there at the linebacker position. You know, Brian Stite with his hand on the ground last year, we're probably going to move him back to a linebacker. You know, he's a kid that's 220 pounds playing inside back. You've got Nalen Gabronson as a guard. He's 190 pounds and probably one of the most talented kids that we have up front. He's fast. He's low to the ground. He's only about 5'9". He's solid. He's strong. He can get things done inside as well. Our outside linebackers are looking at Chance Reeder, who played inside for us last year. He's healthy. He's about 190 pounds, looks really good. At the other outside backer, Zach Trott, probably a little bit undersized, to be honest with you, but he is so quick and he reads things so well from that outside linebacker position. He transitions really well from that run first mentality into his pass drops. He's coming off the edge really fast, really well, keeping his outside shoulder free, setting the edge for us, doing a nice job that way. And then in our secondary, we've got another kid that's brand new. His name's Tyler Leitner, been a basketball kid. We knew he had the skills and so forth. Lightning quick, fast, great hands. He's playing corner out there. So Justin Hanks is playing corner for us again. He's also our kicker last year. So we've got those two kids. You got Brock Natchez that started for us at the other corner last year as only a sophomore. So, you know, again, junior here this year. He's done an outstanding job. He looks really good. He's put on about 15 pounds as well. He's carrying that weight really well. And then in our secondary as our safeties, you got Keegan Sword at 6'3". You got Gavin Matta at 6'4". You got Jordan Moreno sitting back there at 6'. But you've got some ball hawks back there as well. So as a defensive unit, I'll be honest with you, I feel really comfortable with where we're at.
And coach, with a defense like that, you got to feel good about the schedule. How do you like how the schedule breaks down? How do you feel about your non-district matchups early?
Looking at our non-district game, I mean, our rivalry game is against ESAC. I mean, that's probably our biggest rival that we have on the schedule, and we just happen to have them week one. We're fortunate enough to have them at our place this year. I know that they lost a pretty good senior class last year. They lost some good numbers that way. So we really don't know what to expect from them. I know that they're going to be well coached. Coach McCullough does an outstanding job with his staff, and those kids are going to be ready to go. So we know it's going to be a great test for us right out of the chute. And then we got week two, we got Pocahontas. You know, we ended up getting beat against Pocahontas last year up there. You know, our kids, I know, have that game circled on their calendar as well, and they want to come back and they want to prove themselves and prove to everybody else that we can get the job done against them. But they're a great test. And then you got an Emmitsburg team that, tell you what, I mean, they've got a lot of people back from last year. I know that we beat them twice last year, both games probably within, you know, 21, 28 points, something like that, that we got them. But they bring back an awful lot. We lost an awful lot to graduation. But again, I mean, by week three, hopefully we'll have an understanding of where we're at as a team within our offense, defense, and special teams, and hopefully we'll be ready to go for that one as well. But our non-district games, they're going to be a true test for us, and they're going to tell us exactly where we're at heading into district play.
And coach, speaking of the district, you guys have that target on your chest, the defending champions. Probably a couple of teams going to slug pretty hard. South Hamilton, Woodward, Granger, traditionally pretty strong programs. How do you feel like the district matches up and breaks down?
I think we're going to have a pretty even district, to be honest with you. I know Mason Northwest Webster has a new coach. They did lose an awful lot on their senior class. Most of their starters were seniors last year as well. So we'll know by week four what they're going to do offensively and defensively within their new coaching staff and their program. Eagle Grove, I think that they're going to be tremendously improved. I think that they have a lot of kids back from last year's team. I believe that they won three games last year, so they're playing with a lot more confidence as well. And we have to go to Eagle Grove. South Hamilton, brand-new coach this year. Again, by week six, so we'll have a pretty good understanding of what they're going to do offensively and defensively within their new coaching staff. But they've got a lot of pieces coming back as well, a lot of people. So we know that they're going to be really, really strong. Woodward Granger, we're thankful that we get them at home. home. That'll be our senior parents' night against those guys. And again, just like South Hamilton the week prior, they're going to bring back a lot of people. You know, they lost some kids that were up front last year, but most of their skill kids are back, and they're a solid ball team. I mean, last year was their first time truly running the spread with their new coaching staff. So having another year under their belt that way, they're going to understand exactly what their coach is looking for within their scheme. So we're going to have our hands full with those guys. And then Belmont Clemmie, we got to go on the road to Belmont Clemmie. Long trip again. And again, I think it's going to be another team kind of like the Eagle Grove team where they're going to be much improved. So we're going to have our hands full. You know, we're going to have to build some depth early in the season in those non-district games and then just continue to prove on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, if we want to try and be successful and try and defend our title.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, looking forward to the season. Always fun. So much enjoy getting a chance to catch up with you every week. Appreciate all the time you give us. Best of luck in the upcoming year, and thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely, Jeff. As always, we always appreciate everything that you guys do down there for us and just giving our kids the recognition that they deserve.
Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll continue to preview the upcoming season. We'll step away back with more here on KCIM.